I had a friend in college. I had several friends, but one that I can think of right now. I had a friend in college who had a Cutlass Supreme Coupe from the 1970s. He was really proud of it, and he had spray painted it with several cans of gray primer. The interior had a plush, fake sheepskin cover. All the seats had the cover, and it was comfortable to ride in, but a Montana skunk had sprayed near it once, and the seat cover smelled like it. So it was always fun to ride in his car. In his glove compartment, there was a really old, small, single-use fire extinguisher, around the size of a hairspray can. Now, one day I asked him about it, and he said, I'm saving it in case I need it someday. Not too many weeks later, we were driving around and we came upon a guy with his hood up, so we stopped to see if we could help. The guy was poking around his carburetor with a screwdriver, and then his friend fired up the engine to see if it would start, and the engine burst into flames. Smoke billowed out of the carburetor, out of the engine, and he said, "Oh, help!" I said to my friend, "Go get your fire extinguisher." He said, "No, I might need it someday." There are times when we can make an immediate difference in a person's life and totally miss the opportunity because we think the opportunity is somewhere else or somewhere in the future. God wants us to be keenly aware of the opportunities He gives us and wants us to be ready to boldly respond. I want to share with you this morning four things that I'm learning about opportunities that come our way. These four things are from Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 to 6. Four things that I'm learning from this passage. The first is to be prayerful. The second is to be watchful. The third, to be grateful. And the fourth, to be ready. Colossians 4, verse 2 says, "Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray for us too, that God may open the door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I'm in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders and make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone." Now, look at verse 2. The first thing that I'm learning from this passage is to be prayerful. The writer says, "Devote yourselves to prayer." Now, when you think about the posture of prayer, you may think about closing your eyes or bowing your head or even folding your hands. Now, these are good practices. They help us to stay focused. We show humility when we bow our noggins before God, and we fold our hands to keep us from fiddling around with stuff. But this passage calls us to pray with our eyes open and our life ready to act. We're called to be prayerful. The second thing I'm learning is that we're called to be watchful. Now, the context in this passage is to be watchful for opportunities to share Jesus with others. In our isolation, there may be a tendency to shrink back, to withdraw. Now is the time to pull out the fire extinguisher and smother fear with the love and mercy of Christ. The Holy Spirit is always giving us opportunities. The Holy Spirit is always leading us toward opportunities. And I believe that the Holy Spirit orchestrates opportunities for us to share Christ with others. And we have to look for them, the opportunities. Third, look again at verse 2. Here, we are called to be thankful. We're called to be grateful in our lives. And I'm learning this. There's nothing of virtue or value that we've been given that hasn't been given to us by God. He's the source of all of life, and our resources. Now, we know this, and we've experienced this as a church. When we taste the goodness of God's grace through Jesus, it fosters within us a deep sense of gratitude. And the outflow of that in our lives, through our lives, is generosity toward the world around us. A fourth thing that I'm learning from Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 to 6, knowing this, knowing that God has given us everything, in this season of life, the fourth thing I'm learning is that we must be ready, ready to act. Verses 3 through 6 shows us this. These verses are action-packed. Listen to what Paul says. Pray for us too, that God may open the door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity, and let your conversation be full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. We're called to be ready to act. Do you ever have a quiet conversation in your mind that goes something like this? If given the chance, I'd share my faith. If given the chance, I'd let this person know that I'm praying for them. If given the chance, I'd help that neighbor know about the love of Jesus. If given the chance, and then fill in the blank. Friends, this is our chance. This is not the time to wait or to hold on to our extinguisher in reserve. The window for ministry has been opened. The door has been knocked off its hinges. Great ministry opportunities are now and in the days to come. We need to know this. We need to know that the window of opportunity is just that. It's a window, and there's no guarantee how long it will be open. At some point, our society and our city will go back to normal. It will be a different normal than it was 90 days ago, but it will be normal. What we do now in these days will have a lasting impression on others of who Jesus is and how his followers live. In the past decades, the church in America has lost so much ground because of cynicism, mistrust, financial scandal, sexual abuse, misrepresenting Jesus. And we have before us an opportunity to live as God intended. Generous, grace-filled, Holy Spirit-filled, mercy-driven, loving representatives of Jesus. We've been entrusted with the good news of the gospel. Now, this message is receiving a fresh hearing in our community as words are built upon the framework of action. Now, I believe strongly that the Holy Spirit gives us opportunities. The Holy Spirit leads us to opportunities, and the Holy Spirit orchestrates opportunities for us to serve and to share our faith with others. Now, I know this from Scripture, and I know this from life. Several days ago, I was working in my office at the church, and I opened my upstairs window a few inches, and I could hear some people moving through the park, kind of over by the pond, and they were making their way into the park, and I could hear that they had really colorful language. So I opened the window to hear more. I strained to hear as they made a big loop beyond the trees and then started toward the path that leads to our parking lot. While they were still behind the trees, I could hear one of them say, "All I want is an opportunity. I want opportunity to knock at my door." Now, about the time they came into sight, one was walking, talking loudly. One had a big dog on a leash, and one had a the third guy was pushing a bike. And they had no idea I was two stories above them as they sauntered toward the church. So I yelled, "Hey, are you looking for an opportunity?" They looked up and said, "Yeah." And I said, "Do you want some bread?" They looked at each other and said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, then meet me by the back door." Now, you know how God has blessed us so much at Hidden Creek with food. So I grabbed a big box of bread and I popped out the back door and I set it on the ground in front of them. And for the next 10 to 15 minutes, we talked about life and how generous God is. Now, they got all fired up about justice and injustice and things that they had experienced. And I told them about how God is a God of justice, and He's the only one who can truly show us mercy. I told them about how knowing this leads us to live a humble life, a life that experiences justice and mercy and causes us to be humble before Him. Now I said, "Wouldn't it be great if something like that was put on a t-shirt?" They looked at each other and said, "Yeah." Well, that day I happened to be wearing my Justice and Mercy in Action shirt. So I turned around and pointed to the back and it said, "Act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God." And they started laughing. I then told them about what Jesus has done for us on the cross and how He came to radically change who we are and the way that we live, that He paved the way for us to be in a right relationship with God and a right relationship with the people around us, and how He empowers us to love others and to be generous with what we have. I said, "Hey, do you guys want to become followers of Jesus right now?" The three of them in harmony said, "Yeah." Then in our lower parking lot, the four of us bowed our heads and we prayed. And they invited Jesus to forgive their sins and declare their belief that He had died for them and had risen again to new life, and that He had given them new life. They invited the Holy Spirit to live in them and to change them. After we were finished, I told them, "All your sins are forgiven." And then the guy with the dog said, "Wait, all of them?" I said, "Yeah." I then told them that Jesus had placed His Holy Spirit in them, and that over the days ahead, they would notice a change taking place, and that Jesus had called them to tell others about what He had done for them. About that time, the guy with the bike looked down at the box of bread and said, "Wait, all this bread is ours? This box is huge. There's no way I can carry it." And then I said, "That's your problem, not mine. The box belongs to you." Before he could respond, the loud guy said, "Hey, we can hand it out." The last I saw them, they were headed into the neighborhood to hand out bread to their friends and family and strangers they met. And I like to think that they told others about what Jesus had done for them. What windows, what portals, what doorways of opportunity has the Holy Spirit opened for you? He gives us opportunities. He leads us to opportunities. And I believe with all my heart that He orchestrates opportunities for us to share our faith with others. Be prayerful, be watchful, be grateful, and be ready.